A Mississippi couple has found a home for their extensive collection of slavery artifacts. James and Marianne Petty have chosen Mobile, Alabama, as the site for the Middle Passage Museum, which will display the collection. The Pettys had hoped to establish a museum in their home state. Jim Petty says they began to look elsewhere when Mississippi officials showed little interest in the project.
In this state, for a white politician to endorse a black project or a black museum, it is political suicide. Mississippi's climate recently with Senator Trent Lott only echoes what has been happening in the state for the past 60 years and continues to happen here.
Did the fact that you are white and that you are proposing a museum about slavery, did that factor into the controversy in any way?
Not at all. Surprisingly, no, it did not. We thought that it would help the cause to be able to bring this type of museum here due to the fact that we were Caucasian. Instead, we've been stonewalled all the way through.
Jim, how exactly did you begin collecting slavery artifacts? What got you interested in this?
I was interested in this originally because about 20 years ago, and I say 20, I'm now 44, I was very interested in archaeology, and the more I started reading about African-American history, the more I realized that there was some type of hidden agenda in our history books, and I want to say it was whitewashed. The history was never told accurately, and roughly about 10 years ago, a little bit longer than 10 years ago, a dear friend of mine who was African-American said, "Jim, the only way to understand our culture is for you to collect." And I said, "Collect what?" And he said, "Artifacts." So I began the long journey. I have been very lucky to run into a gentleman in Georgia who had a large collection, a major collection. And he, in turn, shared our vision, and he said, "Jim and Marianne, you can take my collection. We are purchasing the collection as we speak now as well, and it continues to grow." And he had thousands of pieces as well. And with his being generous to us and my dream, we kind of merged together and keep continuing to purchase more and more pieces.
What are some of the pieces in the collection, and what do they tell us about this history?
Well, the pieces in the history, it just does not cover slavery. We have pieces that start around 1750 and go all the way through to the Civil Rights Movement. We have items such as branding irons. We have five in the collection. We have shackles. We have actual house whips and field whips. We have slave grave headstones, actual 32 necklaces of Portuguese trade beads that were dug off the east coast of Africa in 1932 by a missionary by the name of Tom Clarity, spirit coins. We have numerous Jim Crow materials, sharecropper contracts, all the way through to the Civil Rights Movement with a Confederate battle flag that was signed by the Sheriff Lawrence Rainey and Deputy Sheriff Cecil Price and Sam Bowers Jr., who were indicted for the killing of the civil rights workers in 1964 in Philadelphia, Mississippi, the Neshoba County murders.
Let me ask you what you expect this museum to be like. I was wondering, for instance, do you see it as being something like the Holocaust Museum here in Washington, D.C., which tries to give people a kind of physical and psychological feeling of what the death camps were like?
Yes, I do. We are looking to build 55,000 square feet of permanent exhibits, and I want people to be able to walk down three stairs into an actual ship's hold where I want them to feel and smell the excrement of human beings and smell the sweat and have the heat of 120 degree heat in a boat and smell the rotting wood and be able to walk out of that into slave seasoning pens in an auction block and go through that experience all the way into the plantation scene. And we are currently trying to purchase some slave quarters in Georgia as well as Texas right now to dismantle those and bring them into the museum. And we want those to be our perma exhibits. I want people to be able to go through this and physically feel the effects of what history was about and how it transpired. And maybe when people realize, all colors realize what truly transpired, we can move forward and understand what has happened and move on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.